So I'm here with Davo after a 3-0 home defeat in the Hampshire Senior Cup to Winchester City. I suppose, first of all, Davo, you must be bitterly disappointed to obviously go out of the competition so close, but ultimately yet so far away.
Yeah, it's disappointing. I thought we'd probably give a better account of ourselves than we did today. I thought generally, yeah, they were worthy of their win. I thought 3-0 was a bit harsh in the end. The third goal was sort of on the break. We had to throw men forward, but yeah, they were well worthy of their win. Again, you have to excuse my voice. I'm still struggling with that. But yeah, they were well worthy of their win, and good luck to them. But I just felt that we were a little bit like a rabbit in the headlights as a team today. A few played like they don't normally play. In general, the whole team in the first half didn't get out of the blocks at all. We've got six lads under the age of 19 in the starting lineup, and maybe they didn't look that, and people watching probably didn't realise that. But six lads under the age of 19 is, I'm not making excuses. They're good players. They're very good players. They've performed well for me this season. We've had a good season. And teed ourselves up with a massive game against a good side, and they deserved their starting berth in the team. But they didn't play like they can play. And not just those lads, just experienced lads as well. All of us didn't perform in the first half. And like I said, it was a bit of a rabbit in the headlight situation. Having said that, you know, they didn't actually open us up that much. They had a couple of chances, nothing major. Jordan made one half decent save in the first half. What the undoing of us was two horrific bits of defending from set pieces. You know, good from their point of view, I'm sure they'll say, good header from the lad, the centre half who come forward. But one of our centre halves completely missed the ball, left his man for a free header. And you don't need that. Teams like Winchester don't need that. And the second goal was a calamity. Didn't switch on to the short corner. Ball's got whizzed in. Looped in, didn't really deal with that, didn't deal with the second ball, third ball, and scrambled it in for 2-0. So, excuse me, really bitterly disappointing.
And whilst that is disappointing for yourself, as you've rightly said, you must have been more proud of the second half performance. Certainly looked like you dug in and you created two or three maybe half chances, and maybe had one of those gone in, it might have been a slightly different story.
Yeah, we were much better second half, a million miles better. If we'd have started like that, who knows, it might have been a different story. You know, we penned them in at times. We looked relatively good from sort of box to box. We didn't really put any... I do think we carved out loads of chances. What we did have, we had chances to create chances, if you know what I mean. And we didn't really... That final ball wasn't quite there, and we didn't... the shot didn't ever look really confident that we were going to put the ball away. And, you know, I thought they looked a bit shaky back there at times, and we didn't capitalise on it at all. There was one or two crosses that got put in that you expect a player to be bombing on to get on the end of, and they didn't, you know, sort of let the ball fizz past the post or cross the box. And, we didn't really... As I said, we didn't really look like scoring. Although, yeah, I was prouder of the performance. It was a lot better. It was more like us. Sorry, excuse me. It was much more like us, but the damage was done in the first half. And, you know, credit to them. They've closed the game out. If we'd have scored, you know, definitely a different story. I know anyone who knows the game or anyone who's honest enough from Winchester will know if we'd have nicked a goal back in that spell, there was a little spell halfway through the half where we were... sort of swarming all over them, and we needed a goal in that point. And they saw it through, and ultimately they got a third goal on a break later.
And I suppose as one door closes, plenty of opportunities open up. You've had one of the best seasons that you've had for 5 years, and you've got an opportunity again Saturday to improve upon that. You've got 10 league games left. I think you've got, 3 quarterfinals left in cup competitions? So you've got plenty of opportunities left to go and, in a way, make history for the club.
Yeah, absolutely. I said to them before the game that I'm proud of them. I'm proud of what we're doing. I'm proud of everything that we do. At this football club, you know, with the resources that we've got or haven't got, we compete, and we probably shouldn't be competing really at this level with what we have got. However, you know, that's not excuses. We know what we're about. We know what we do. We try and develop footballers, and I think we do a good job of that. You know, as I said, there were six in the starting lineup that were under the age of 19 or under. Another couple on the bench as well, and yeah, ultimately it wasn't enough. Ultimately, we needed a few more older heads, a few more experienced players, but we can't do that. And you know, the lads will be better for this situation. That you know, next time they get an opportunity like this, hopefully they'll remember what they did or didn't do right today, and they can learn from it and grow from it. And you know, hopefully we can make some out of the season. As you said, you know, we've got more points than we've got for 5-6 years. You know, we look like we're pretty much safe in our league this season, which is an achievement in itself. If anyone doesn't think that we should be credited for staying in a league, then you know they're mad, because we've got no right to be staying in the league and with what we've got, and we do, and we've done it in a good style, and people have enjoyed watching us this season. And we've got 10 games to go, like you said, starting with North Greenford, who are you know, on a run, a good run to try and stay in the league, and seem to be picking up points. So that'll be tough, especially away from home. Then we've got a Tuesday, Thursday next week of quarterfinals. You know, it's disappointing for us. The weather's killed us. We're going to have to spread our net a bit thinly in some of the games. We're not going to be able to go full tilt at all of the cups. And you know, hopefully the squad that we've got, the thin squad that we've got, can cope with what we've got coming up, and we can have a, you know, a couple of good days out for the rest of the season. But it is going to be tough, and you know, we look forward to it.
And I suppose finally, obviously, wish the best of luck to Winchester in a final.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I didn't want to not do that. You know, they're having a great season. They're doing really well in their league. They've got some good players. I mean, Bentley's a phenomenal player. He's got 51 goals now. You know, what we could do with a player like that, and Glasspool as well up front is a good player. And they've got a sprinkling of other very good players as well. So, you know, they'll do well. I'm sure they're almost certainly in the playoffs. They might well nick win the league, and I wish them well. Paul Masters is a good lad. I know him. Well, I played football with him years ago. When I first came back from Cardiff, he was playing at Bashley, and I learnt a fair bit from him in that half season I was with him. And he's a good lad, so wish him well. Dave Malone as well. Sort of played under him or his squads or teams over the years, and you know, he's always been good to me. So good luck to them. I hope that they enjoy the final, and I hope they get promoted.
And I suppose last of all, in terms of North Greenford on Saturday, thoughts and plans for that?
We're looking forward to Thursday. We're going to get together. We're going to have a bite to eat together and try and pick the lads up. They're disappointed. They're absolutely gutted. You know, they had an opportunity to get to a final at St Mary's, and we've fallen short, unfortunately. Which is a shame, but you know, we'll pick them up. I'm still proud of them. I'm proud of everything we're doing. They'll be better for today's experience, and we'll get ourselves prepared for a tough game at North Greenford, and we'll look forward to that, and then the coming week of quarterfinals as well.
Commiserations on tonight's result, but best of luck for North Greenford on Saturday.
Thanks, mate.